Welcome back to Voter Talk, Election 2023.
I've got a quiz for you today, Simon. So episode 3 is a political quiz. It's not going to draw on your general knowledge at all. It's really a quiz about what you believe. At the end of episode 2, the political spectrum, we talked about the political compass, and that's a quiz really asking you questions about what you believe in. So today's episode is a 5-minute political compass quiz.
Okay.
Would you like to start?
Yeah, help me with it.
Okay, question number one. So this is considering personal issues for you.
Mm-hmm. I've got so many.
I've only got 5 for you. Okay. It's a very quick quiz. Question one, number one, government should not censor speech, media or internet. Do you agree with that statement? Do you think it's a maybe for you or do you disagree?
Oh, definitely, it's an agree for me. I don't think there should be any censorship.
Okay. Shall I go through the rest of the personal questions?
Go on.
Number two, military service should be voluntary. There should be no conscription.
That's tricky because if it's wartime, of course you're going to have to conscript. But I think, I'm not going to overthink the question. If it's peacetime, then I agree there shouldn't be conscription. We should have an all-volunteer force.
Okay, good. Number three, there should be no laws regarding sex for consenting adults in private.
I agree.
Absolutely right, that was definite. Number four, government should decriminalise adult possession and use of drugs.
I agree.
Okay, another definitive one. There are no, we should say, actually, for those listening, that there are no right or wrong answers to these. These are just what you believe. And the last personal question, number five, there should be no compulsory New Zealand identity card. Agree, maybe, or disagree?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. As a staunch libertarian, I'm fundamentally against having an ID card. But I have to say there are some circumstances where it's quite useful for everyone concerned. And I mean, during COVID, we had the vaccine passes. That's essentially a form of government ID card. So for that, I'm a maybe.
Okay, good. The other side of this quiz, and it fits with our two-dimensional political spectrum, are economic issues.
Right.
So the issues affecting the economy of the country. To the first one there, and question number 6 out of our 10, there should be no government handout to business. We should be ending corporate welfare.
That's a hard agree for me.
Okay.
I mean, an easy agree, really.
Next one. International free trade is better than tariffs.
Absolutely. Tariffs just skew the market.
Okay, you're quite definitive about that.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, replace government pensions and welfare with private superannuation accounts and private charity. That's quite hardcore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice idea, but I can't agree with it. There's a whole lot of people who actually need help, and that's never going to come from savings that they've not made over their life or charities. So no, I disagree on that.
Okay, question number 9. Government should adopt more flexible immigration policies to boost New Zealand's population and economy.
Yep, another 15 million people would be good.
We've got plenty of land, that's for sure. And last question, number 10. Cut taxes and government spending by 50% or more.
Again, this is, it's appealing at one level. I think there's a lot of wastage and governments do spend a lot of taxpayer money on things that they shouldn't. But what 50%? Where is it, the cut? So I guess in the absence of any more detail, I'd have to say maybe.
Yeah, so you really need a lot more information to be able to make a hard decision on that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that shows, actually, that of the 10 questions, some of them you can answer easily.
Yep.
You're very clear in your head about them. Others need quite a lot more examination.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the scoring for this is a quiz that we use when we're consulting with businesses about understanding the political spectrum, and we get them to do a political compass of their own. When they score, if they agree on a question, they score 20 points. If they're a maybe, it's 10. And if they disagree with the question, that you score 0. Okay, so now that you've done your scoring, you need to translate those results onto the compass itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that looks very much like the political spectrum that we've already talked about. It's two-dimensional. At the top, we've got liberal, and at the bottom, conservative. Liberal being people who believe in new ideas, new ways of managing democracy. And at the other end of that axis is the conservative view, which the conservatives are described as people who believe in traditional ways of managing a democracy. And then on the other axis, we've got capitalism at one end, so free market, through to socialist or state run. So now that you've done your tally up, Simon, where do you land?
Right. Well, what was it? 20 points for an agree, 10 for a maybe, 0 for a disagree. So in the 5 personal issues, I scored 90 out of 100.
Hmm. That's quite conclusive.
Yep. Yeah.
So where does that take you on the spectrum?
Well, that's right up the top, towards the top of the liberal end, which is not surprising to me, given that I describe myself as a libertarian.
Yep. And on economic issues?
So I got 70 out of 100 on economic issues, which puts me to the right of centre, so towards the capitalist end rather than towards the socialist end.
Right.
But not more than halfway across that axis. So you put the two together, it puts me sort of in the upper right area. About the place you might find ACT, and potentially some elements of top party policy would be sitting up in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's pretty much where I land too. When I'm asked what my political views are, I say I'm socially and economically liberal. So I find myself in that space too. The interesting thing when you do this quiz with people is frequently they end up in a quite a different place on the graph to where they think they do, and it actually starts questions going through their heads about whether they've been voting for the right party.
You always know when it's happening. You hear the plaintive wail from down the back of the room, and someone goes, "Oh my God, I've been voting for the wrong party my whole life."
That's right. So this is an important part of understanding not just the political spectrum, so where the parties lie, but where you lie on it. And it does help inform some people about thinking more about the philosophies of the party, what they believe in, what their ideals are, and how they can best support those with their vote.
Yeah. Cool. So we mentioned in episode 2 that there'd be a downloadable version. You can also just get in touch with us directly if you just want us to send you our talk point one. So you can DM us on, or follow us on LinkedIn and send a message, or on Twitter. Or you can use the contacts page on the TalkPoint website to get a hold of one of these.
And if you'd like to go hunting yourself, just Google political compass. You'll find any number of examples of different political compasses. The first one was devised by a libertarian political scientist in the US called David Nolan. And you'll find the Nolan chart online, but any number of others. And some of them have up to sort of 60 questions, so go into a lot more detail than our very quick one does.
Mm. Right, well, I think that's a wrap for today, for this episode, is it?
It is. Thanks very much for listening, and do contact us if you'd like a copy of ours.
Yeah, and send in your questions, a few of you have already, anything at all to do with politics, and we'll be doing some special episodes just answering those questions. So send them in via the website, TalkPoint website's contacts page, and we'll get on to them about every 5 episodes.
That's right. That's
we'll do a question wrap.
TalkPoint.co.nz. That's right. It from us. Thanks. I'm Heather Roy.
And I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.